Pray with me, and now, Master, it is about you, never me. Open our minds, enlighten our minds, soften our hearts, and unite us that we might be who you'd have us to be. The words that speak always bring you praise and never shame. Be with us this day, O God, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I think the sermon for this morning is going through the valley. I think that's what it is. It had better be going through the valley. In 1987, Dr. Hobson and I were blessed to go to Jamaica on a mission trip. And it was an eye-opening cultural experience. We realized that the people in Jamaica, their commitment level to the church put ours to shame. Many of the folk would walk up to 5 miles to church and they expected to stay there half a day, maybe all day. Part of my role there as a pastor was to help build stuff, worked on houses and schools. But I had a pastoral role to go and sometimes speak and sit with some of the elders and just talk to them. Well, one particular elder had extreme losses in her life, and she was dealing with a family with a congenital heart situation, and she lost just about everybody except one grandchild. She lost about 14 family members to that congenital heart defect. And all she wanted me to do was just sit with her. And we'd sit. And then she'd ask me to pray. And I guess I sat and held her hand for an hour and a half before she asked me to pray. And then she said, Reverend, in order to get to the promised land, you've got to go through the valley. That's how she explained life for her. Never had a whole lot, but what she had, she was happy with it. Family situation. She was happy for the time God, brief time God gave her with her siblings, with her family members, with the children, and with her husband. She said, in order to get to the promised land, you got to go through the valley. What I've thought about lately is I haven't talked much to the congregation about the valley experience. We are here and God makes us a lot of promises, but the valley is a place, often a place of suffering. When we go through the text says, when yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yea, though I walk through the valley. It also says that God is with me. And there are times walking through the valley, we just don't seem to understand what's going on, but it is painful. But the issue is, what do we do when that pain hits us? Do we stop or do we keep going? In the text that Sean read so ably, in the text, we find Jesus back at home, and the people are bragging about the works he's done and talking to him about who he is and want him to demonstrate, do for them what he has done for others outside of the community. And he basically says to them, you don't control my actions. I came here to speak truth, but I will lead and guide. You don't direct me to do miracles. You don't direct me to save anybody. I do that as I'm inspired by the Father. And they get angry because, you know, at home he's doing stuff for others, but he's not doing it for us. And they want to take him somewhere and just drop him off a cliff. What did we learn from Jesus, though? He doesn't give up on his people. What do we learn from him? That this is part of life, even for Jesus Christ himself. Even for him, people get mad because he doesn't do what they want him to do. They get mad because they can't lead and direct him. But he says, I came to lead and direct you. They're angry, but it says he slipped out among them. He kept on going. So as we deal and struggle with this issue of being in the valley, first and foremost, we got to be like Jesus. We got to confront the truth and acknowledge that we don't like it in the valley. We don't have to play games with God. Pain is pain and suffering is suffering. And it is hard. It is hard dealing with issues of sickness. It is hard dealing with issues of death. It is hard dealing with issues of debt. It is hard dealing with issues of divorce and pain and mental illness. It is hard. Life is hard out there. It is hard for a mother to get a call that says, your child has been shot through the window. Nobody knows what happened. It's hard when somebody says your child has been in an accident, your child's not coming home. It is hard when you get news from a doctor that says, we don't know if we can cure this. It is hard. Those are valley days, but we deal with the truth. We don't ignore it. We know we face it head on. And we face it with God to realize that, yeah, although I walk through the valley of shadow of death, God is with me. And whatever issue I face, God is with me. And God confronts me. What all my friends and family and those who love him, they gather around me. They hold my hand. They tell me it's going to be all right. And even if it's not, going through the valley to get to the promised land. It's hard. I remember coming home from church 10, 12 years ago telling Cynthia, we're blessed that we've not had a death in the family. As I spoke those words, my nephew had been shot in the back twice. And they were rushing him to the hospital in Jackson. And I was rushing there to get him, and my mother called and said, you don't have to hurry, he's gone. How many times have you faced those situations where something abruptly hit you and you're going through the valley? But what we do in the valley, it makes us stronger. We grow, we develop, because we don't stop, we keep on going. Because if you get stopped in the valley, you're just stuck. You keep on going because of the promise that God has made us. Sooner or later, you'll come out of the valley. We don't know how many storms. We don't know how much snowfall you're going to get in the valley. We don't know when you're going to run out of water. We don't know when you're going to run out of food. We don't know what's going to happen hard for you. But we do know if you keep on going, life says you got to put one foot in front of another and keep on going. Even though death has hit you, even though sickness has hit you, even though alienation, betrayal by friends, whatever happens, this is the world. This is the life we live in. And people are people. They'll let you down. They will hurt you. But in the long run, we understand and know that God has made the world basically good, and we're just trying to get back there. And what God says to us, even when people rebel against you, even when they want to throw you off of a mountain, you got to keep on loving them, you got to keep on praying for them, and you got to keep on believing that you will come out of this valley. Whether you're in depression, whether you're in denial, whatever you're in, you can't overcome that. But you got to have faith to believe and trust in the God who created you. You can't let go of God's unchanging hand. Many people come down to the altar and God says, lay your burdens down. When they leave the altar, they take them back. That's a no-no. God has said, leave it here. Give it to me. Trust me. Believe in me. Life is hard, but it's also joyful if you let it be. You said we love watching the Cosby Show. And in 30 minutes, life would be full and rich. It was a story about a upper middle class black family, successful, intelligent, all the trappings of life, everything going okay. But we realize in the real world, we ain't gonna be the Cosbys. In the real world, we're gonna have everything together. In the real world, your heart's gonna get broken time after time. But in the real world, we still know that we can trust and hold on and believe in a God who says to the sea, who says to the waves, stop, who says to the storm, be still, who says to death, you can't conquer this person, who says to us, get up and walk, who says to us, soul, your soul is healed today, a God who says to us, you are somebody. Don't let people linger in the valley. There are times when you see your friends in the valley stuck and you have more spiritual fortification. Sometimes you got to go back, reach back and get them. Sometimes you got to say to them that God's going to be okay. Sometimes they stop trusting and they stop believing in God because they're so hurt and in so much pain. But what you can say to them is, I've got a witness. I've got a witness that I came out of this. I've got a witness that God picked me up. I've got a witness that God made a way out of no way. I got a witness that God have done things for me I didn't deserve. I've got a witness what God can do. I've got a witness. I've got a praise song. I've got a praise dance. I've got a praise shout. I've got my praise zone because I know who Jesus is. I learned it from my mama, from my daddy, from my grandmother, from all my ancestors. I learned it from my friends, from my teachers, from my preachers, from everybody. I learned that. That we're going through the valley, we're going to hold on through the fire of hell and brimstone. We're going to hold on. If they cast me in the fiery furnace, we're going to hold on. If they lynch me, we're going to hold on. If they don't allow me to vote, I'm going to hold on. If they take my home away, I'm going to hold on. Whatever they do, I understand and know what God said to Satan. You can't have his soul. You can take all this stuff, but you can't have his soul. You can torment him. You can do whatever you're going to do. But at the end, I got him. At the end, I know where he's going. At the end, I know the joy that he's going to have at the end. But he's got to get through the valley. You got to trust. I've been watching this wonderful series called 1883. It's a powerful, powerful, powerful story about people who want to get to the promised land, who want to get to a special place to build a home is out west, and they got this wagon master, Sam Elliott, one of my favorite actors. He's the wagon master, and Faith Hill, a country singer, who is she's a brilliant actor in it. It's so powerful because it deals with the valley. It deals with death. It deals with heartbreak. It deals with people who feel lost, who even want to commit suicide. It deals with brokenness. It deals with all of that. But at the end, the wagons break down, they keep on going. When they run out of food and ammo and they attack, they keep on, keep on, keep on because they want to get to the promised land. They know that along the way, they're going to bury some people. They know that along the way, some people going to suffer, but they said, we're going to get there. We trust the wagon master. You got to get us there. We got a wagon master. We got a wagon master in Jesus Christ who tells us, just hold on. You're going to get there. Just hold on. I can get you there. You got to trust and believe in me. You got to listen to me. You can't just go your own way. You can't just do what you want to do and get there. You got to follow me. Are we willing and are we able to follow Jesus? Those people in Jamaica taught me that it's never, never about us. It's about the King. How many of us are willing to walk 5 miles to church? How many of us are willing to get to church and give half of all we got to Jesus and his work? How many are willing to love people unconditionally no matter what? People who have hurt us, people who betrayed us, people who've lied about us. In the country part of Tennessee where I was born, one of the worst things somebody could say about somebody is somebody low-rated you. You know, that word lower, term low-rated. Lord have mercy. They sit around, Reverend, they low-rated you. Nobody wants to be low-rated. Nobody wants to be put down. I promise you, we serve a God who will never low-rate you. I serve a God that even when people low rate you, he will lift you up. He will build you up. He will love you. He will care about you. We serve a God that says, yeah, the valley's going to come. You're going to get older. You're going to ache. You have aches and pains. I went to bed last night with arthritis in my hip and I couldn't turn, couldn't flip, couldn't flop. But at least God got me up. At least you can still walk. At least you can still talk. Whatever you went to bed with, headache, pain, whatever you went to bed with, you're going to get older. Things are going to happen. People are going to die on you. People are going to leave you. But that doesn't mean they don't love you. Death is a part of life. It is a journey from the cradle to the grave. How we choose to travel matters. How we embrace life matters. Do we get up in the morning and kiss life and say yes to life? And say, no matter what I'm going through, God, I know I'm not going through it alone. When I walk through a storm, I'm never alone. And I know I trust you, God, as you have so ordered the universe. The sun is going to eventually go up. The rain's going to stop. And somebody, no matter how much frowning people do, sooner or later, they're going to smile back at me. Sooner or later, people are going to stop cursing me. Sooner or later, people are going to stop putting me down. Sooner or later, they will see the good in me. And even if they don't, God, I am going to go through this journey and through this valley. I'm going to go the way you would have me to go. I'm going to go with integrity, with honor. And I'm going to go believing and trusting that no matter how hard life is, I'm going to be at my best. You have a choice. You can whine and talk about the choices, things you didn't get. Yeah, Robert's got a bigger house than me. Sally's got a better car. So-and-so's daddy left them something. My daddy didn't leave me nothing. And they promoted him and didn't promote me. We can whine about things that have happened that we cannot do anything about. Or we can just give thanks to God for what God has given us. Because if you look around, if you just look around, you can find somebody who's doing a whole lot worse than you are. If you just look around, you can find somebody who needs a lot more than you do. If you just look around, you'll see all the blessings God has given us. When the sun comes up, the bright sunshine, that's a God thing. When the storm ceases, when the wind stops blowing, it's a God thing. When you got food on your table, it's a God thing. When you got air in your lungs this morning, it's a God thing. And as we travel and as we move and as we go through the valley, we understand that, we'll be going through this valley, but there's a promised land somewhere. If we go through this valley, there's going and we have this pain, there's going to be joy. Because we can put our get our praise on. We can sing the songs of how we got over. We can shout and thank the Lord that we're still here. And no matter what has happened, no matter what the world has had, people have sent things in the world against us, we'll still stand, as Maya Angelou said, and still we rise. And still we rise. Knock me down and still we rise. Run over me and still we rise. Take my treasure and still we rise. Because you cannot take my soul. That belongs to the Creator, that belongs to the Master. Yeah, there's soul snatchers, want to be soul snatchers out there. Politicians and all kinds of folk who just simply believe they can control. They don't have the good sense to know God's got you. They can't take your soul from you. They don't have the good sense to know that they can't control everything. And sooner or later, even the ones who call themselves kings and queens and rulers and billionaires and all those folk, sooner or later, there'll be 6 feet of dirt for them. Sooner or later, they'll stand before the Lord. Sooner or later, the billions won't matter. Sooner or later, the titles won't matter. Sooner or later, the stuff won't matter because we serve a God who can take it all in the twinkling of an eye. We serve a God who can give it all in the twinkling of an eye. So as you get ready for this week, I can't promise you that you won't go through the valley. Some of you probably will. But I promise you, as you go through the valley, God has got you. Jesus has got you. All he expects out of you is to be truthful, to have integrity, and to love people like follow their commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And next, love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Don't let your neighbor be loveless. Don't let your neighbor be hopeless. Don't let your neighbor be homeless. Love your neighbor. Invite your neighbor to dinner. Invite your neighbor to go to the grocery store with you. Invite your neighbor to go to the doctor with you. Invite your neighbor to go to the pharmacy with you. Love your neighbor. Care for your neighbor. Look out for your neighbor. Watch out for your neighbor. Because one of the blessings of going through the valley is there are other people in the valley who need you as much as you need them. And I firmly believe that together in the valley, we can fight off the enemy. Together in the valley, we can all share our food. Together in the valley, we can fix that's broken. Together in the valley, as a community in the valley, we can hold our hands up and say, Lord, I thank you for being a part of this faith community. Lord, I thank you for giving me all you. I thank you for the friends who call me. I thank you for the friends who love me. I thank you for the friends in my church, the friends in my Masonic, or the friends in my fraternity, sorority, the friends in my club, wherever they are. Because these are people, Lord, who stand for you, people who trust and people who believe in you. Are you ready to face the future, uncertain though it may be? Are you ready to embrace God's people? They're ready and waiting on you. And more than anything else, are you ready to serve him? Do you just say, Lord, here I am. Take me, mold me, shape me. Let me serve you. Let me serve you with joy, with patience, with peace. And more than anything else, Lord, let me serve you so that I may stand before your throne and I may reach the promised land. I may look back, say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me. And I don't need anything else. I don't need the politicians. I don't need the military. I don't need the police. I don't need anything else, Lord. I need you. Because I know that you're not going to leave me. I know you're not going to forsake me. And Lord, I just want to thank you for being who you are. I just want to thank you, Lord, for being a King of Kings. I want to thank you for being my doctor, my lawyer, my everything, Lord. And at the end of the day, I'm going to keep on going through the valley because I know what the end's going to be. Amen, amen, and amen. Pray with me. Now, Lord, many of us are going through the valley, COVID, sickness, illness, heart disease, cancer, so many things, Lord. We can't control those things. We can't control the joy in our lives, but praising you. So whatever we're going through, oh God, we know that this is just temporary. Lead and guide and direct us through it all. And for those who heard my word and want to be part of your family, they know we have made ways for them to contact us, oh God. And if we're not close enough, there are other folk out there who love you. Other churches open. All I have to do is knock on the door and say to a pastor or a layperson, I've heard the word and I've said yes to the Lord. I've repented of my sins. I need some guidance. And it shall be done. For those who will be with us doing glory sightings, the same is true for you. You can claim him and we will claim you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.